What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into another episode, a Monday episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. This podcast being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. Juice is the promo code you're going to use at checkout. OmahaSteaks.com/juice to go there. Okay, so this is the last video in Las Vegas, or in Chicago, until I go back to Las Vegas. I know this has been very different for a lot of you. And again, when I'm on vacation, I would post the videos immediately. Okay. But they want betting pros wants a rhythm to it. And so they want it to go up. But the problem is if the person doing it doesn't put it up fast enough, you guys freak out. Okay. And I understand that a lot of you guys listen and watch the podcast overnight. Okay. I understand that. And so when you come and it's out of your rhythm and it's out of your routine, it gets frustrating. Okay. I understand that, but this is a temporary thing. I don't go away very often. And this is just one of those things. It was my birthday weekend and I'll get on a plane, head back to Las Vegas. I will post this myself because I'm going to land in Vegas at about 10:30 Pacific time. So I'll post this, but I'm going to have no time to tape it between now and then. So I'm going to tape it. I'm going to edit it at the airport. I'll post it when I get home. So this will be posting probably around like 11:30 Pacific time, which is somewhat in the right area, or the right angle, or rhythm as we normally do it with the Daily Juice. So I get it. I know a bunch of you have sent emails. I got angry DMs from people saying, where's the podcast? I don't understand. You go to Chicago and you just, you know, flake off from your duties. That's not the case, guys. Okay. I've been taping the podcast. The podcast is up. I am fine. I am not lost in Chicago. I'm not in the bottom of the Chicago River. Okay. I'm here. It's just the podcast is going to be done a little differently when I'm not home, because obviously look at the backdrop. I'm in a hotel room in Chicago. So like clearly I'm not in a place I would normally be. So it does limit me a little bit as to how things are going to get done. Okay. Just a heads up on that. Just give me a little grace, a little patience, and we will get back. You should probably be happy that you missed the plays yesterday, because we went 0-3 yesterday, or down 3 units yesterday. So I don't know the math at the moment. I'm all kind of all over the place. So my guess is I think we're down a couple of units for the week, I think. So we head to, or we were, I don't know how Sunday went, obviously. Like I'm taping this on, it's, 9:30 on Sunday morning. Okay. Sunday morning. So it's really, really early. There aren't lines for Major League Baseball. There aren't lines for hockey as of yet, but I'm going to do some stuff in the Discord channel for sure. Okay. I'll have NBA bets. I'll have at least one NBA play. I'll have at least one baseball play to give you guys coming up when I get back to Vegas, and I'll put it in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. If you're not in there, this is really important for a lot of reasons, because I can communicate with you guys directly. You can see what I play. You can fade or follow. You can do whatever you want. Okay. So that's where I'll put at least two more plays. I only have one bet for today in the national championship game between UConn and Purdue. More on that here in just 1 second. But before we talk about the pick for today, let's talk about the Masters contest. It is going on right now. Entries are available right now. How it works, $10 entry. You're going to pick 6 golfers. This is DFS style, okay? Lowest score is going to win. The top 25 finishers are going to get paid out at this contest. To enter this contest, it's very easy. To get more information and details as well, bettingpros.com/masters. This is live all the way until the event tees off on Thursday morning. So you have plenty of time between now and Thursday to sign up. We will have Masters bets coming. Okay. There will be Masters plays throughout the entire tournament. Okay. I love betting the Masters. I mean, I'd be great at it, but I love betting the Masters. It's a lot of fun to do. It's a lot of fun to get after it and have some fun with it. So bettingpros.com/masters. All right. The only play on the pod here today is the under in the national championship game, under 146. DraftKings has this right now. Most books are at 145.5. So why, right? Why are we going under? Well, Purdue and UConn, 9-1 UConn to the under over their last 10 games, 5 straight games for UConn. In fact, we're going 6 straight games. The last time they went over was against St. John's, where they scored 95 points. It was 95-90 at the Garden back in the Big East tournament, and it went over by 35.5 points. For Purdue, NC State under, Tennessee under, Gonzaga under. Last 3 tournament games have gone under. Purdue is undefeated ATS in this tournament. I want no part of betting on or against Purdue at the moment here because UConn is an absolute juggernaut. They won and covered yesterday against Alabama. I thought we were good on that play. I thought we were going to cash that. No, Purdue outlasted NC State. Both UConn and Purdue both were able to cover late in the game as both NC State and Alabama ran out of gas. Missing shots, missing threes. They just couldn't keep up and couldn't go for 40 minutes until they fell on their face at the end. I don't want to get involved with this. UConn, I believe, will win this game. Okay, I'd be very, very surprised if UConn does not win this game. But I think the under is the better play just because of the defense, the intensity, the national championship settings. I tend to bet unders on tournament games, on championship games rather, because of the nerves, because of the intensity, because of the pressure. Okay, first half under, I like that as well. You want to go and jump in even earlier, say first half under. I don't mind that. But I think for the game, under 146, you know, if you want to bet Purdue plus 6.5, I don't hate it. I mean, again, Purdue is undefeated in the tournament ATS. It's hard to go against it. But you know, UConn just, I mean, the game against Alabama was the first time in the tournament they hadn't led by 30 points in a game. So, like, what do you do with that? It's just, you know, it's really hard to see them not winning. They see UConn losing. But not covering? Sure. I can see UConn not covering and Purdue covering. Absolutely. But I don't really want to get involved with any of that. You want to get wonky? You could tease Purdue up, take the total up and go under. Okay. You want to go a little crazy with that? You could do that if you'd like as well. Given what happened yesterday when the, you know, we're talking about 4 points away from both sides. So maybe that's a way you can jump in on it. But the, you know, if you look at the totals, I mean, they were 33 points under against, you know, it was a 146.5 total against NC State, under by 33.5 points. Now, the Alabama game went under by 2. It, like, just went under, but it went under. So, like, just take a look at this. That's the only play for the podcast, okay? But again, bettingpros.com/chat. I will have picks on Monday. I will have more plays. I'll put it in the morning. When I get up in Vegas, I will put those picks up once we have some numbers, once we have some data they're going to jump in on with baseball. We'll start getting back into the rhythm of baseball. You know, it's been amazing. The Blackhawks game, I know a bunch of you guys were asking me what was the Blackhawks game like. It was awesome. I bet the first half over, that missed. I put a gift, that missed. But the second period again came in amazingly. I doubled down and took the second period over. We saw 4 goals in the second period. It flew over. So that team, I mean, just if you're watching games live, I can't stress how much fun that is to bet game live. You know, just sitting in the stands betting it because you're faster than the feed. You watch the game. You'd see it differently than on television. You get the buzz, the crowd. You just start to see the way the guys are interacting with each other, how they're playing away from the TV cameras, like what they're watching, what they're talking, what they're doing. It's just, it's great. I mean, Chicago, I mean, with me in the building, the Cubs beat the best team in the West and the Blackhawks beat the best team in the West in hockey. So if you're Chicago, you're a Blackhawk fan or a Cub fan, you want me in the building more often. I mean, I saw Connor Bedard score a goal. I saw Shohei Ohtani hit a home run. I mean, this weekend has just been absolutely epic. And it's been so much fun to bet. It's been so much fun to be here. It's been so much fun to be a part of this. And TJ and Cecilia, if you guys haven't seen the pictures, go check it out on my Twitter, my Instagram at Sports Talk Matt. They were unbelievable. I mean, TJ curated this entire weekend, got the tickets for me, hooked me up. I mean, just, I couldn't be more thankful for the relationship and the friendship. We will do something with them at some point, again, with a fundraiser, because they want to do it. I want to do it. And I think it would be awesome to do it. So, like, just a lot of really cool things. I'm really feeling thankful. I'm really feeling very lucky to have experienced this weekend here in Chicago, even with the weather being cold. It hasn't dampened anything in terms of how wonderful this trip has been. So only plays under 146 for the national championship game for Purdue and for UConn. DraftKings has that number here today. Jump on that. Other than that, more plays coming in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt every morning. Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.